This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. $59.73 is the macroeconomic number of the day. Today, it's the price of a barrel of oil at the close in New York this afternoon. The drop in crude, as you know, has led to a corresponding fall at the pump. A gallon of regular right now, as a national average, costs $2.62. So, all that money that we're not spending on gas, is it actually just as good as a tax cut, as a whole lot of people are saying? Sally Herships has that story.
First of all, how much does the savings we're seeing on our individual credit card bills all add up to? For gas, I mean.
Each of those barrels is costing about $50 in very round numbers. So that's $500 million a day.
Jeffrey Heal teaches economics at Columbia Business School. He says what we're not spending on gas adds up to hundreds of billions of dollars. But will it act as an economic stimulus?
Yeah, they will, definitely. They're giving consumers significantly more spending power.
But before you put new pony and castle on your Christmas list, Kent Smetters, who teaches business economics at Wharton, says consumers aren't planning on spending all of that.
They have a little bit more money. At the same time, their investments doing a little less well, so they don't necessarily feel that much richer.
Smetters says low gas prices could have a negative impact on the stock market. Shares of oil-producing companies might go down, and as a result, so would our retirement funds, which puts us in the mood to save. Scott Wren is a senior equity strategist with Wells Fargo Advisors. He says we have seen low gas prices act as a stimulus in the past, but that was then. This is a recovering economy.
It's not going to be a big, big stimulus. In the past, people were more prone to increase their spending. They were more prone to borrow money as well, do things like home equity loans. And I think right now the mentality is a little different.
At least we still like a deal. In New York, I'm Sally Herships for Marketplace.
Sally was talking about low oil prices possibly being bad for stocks. Yeah, we'll get a load of this. Everything was groovy on Wall Street today, everybody, till oil broke $60 on the way down.